the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Katsi, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special guest. He's multi-talented, Jeff. Jeff, please introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, good. And you are multi-talented, so tell me about all of your talents.
Oh, come on.
In a nutshell.
Well, I've scratched together a few songs and made an album. So I guess my major talent right now is playing music. If you can, I guess we'll leave that up to the listeners, though.
Yes. Well, we'll try and investigate all of your facets there. But yes, let's get right into the music. Tell me about this project called Dear Vandal. What's with the name, Dear Vandal?
It's really as simple as me thinking about what it's like for a listener out there choosing from among the, I think I read that there are 100 million songs on Spotify right now, just over 100 million songs. And I try to imagine the average listener with almost infinite choice and coming across names. And if I was one of them and I saw the name Jeff Turner, I don't think I'd click. That's
what?
Like,
you wouldn't click it?
No, because that's like a piece of white toast or something. So I thought I better put a name out there that has some kind of identity beyond. That sounds like a middle-aged white guy.
Okay. But yes, the name though, it's like, I don't know, does Vandal mean anything?
I like the idea of, I sort of imagine somebody writing a note to somebody having vandalized something.
Oh, okay.
I guess that pops into my mind, but more than anything, I like I kind of like the musicality of those words together.
Yeah, awesome. And I saw that you did a post where somebody had that East Van truck.
Yeah,
and it said right. East Vandal.
Yeah, and I swear it was not me who vandalized that moving van.
No, it was awesome. All right, and tell me about this first song we're going to play called Delete Me Everywhere.
This one means a lot to me because after a long time away from music, this was the first song that I wrote that I felt like, you know, maybe I'll actually want to share this with other human beings. And it was, I think for a lot of people, the pandemic was spurred different kinds of creativity. I think the strangeness of that moment, and that was definitely the case. I wrote it in 2020, and I think it reflects a lot of the feeling of ennui in that moment.
Excellent. And we're going to share it now on CJSF 90.1 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. Circuits bleeding, networks feeding, weary souls remain of spark and glitter, fucking Twitter. follow me home. And if you could see me now, a tangle of broken vows, lucky out, I don't care.
Was Delete Me Everywhere by Dear Vandal. And guess what? Jeff is here in the studios, and he was an SFU alumni. He is an SFU alumni. Yeah, so back in the day, what did you study?
Yeah, I'm going to date myself. I graduated with a major in history and a minor in English Lit in 1996.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess the cat's out of the bag.
And were you doing music back in the day?
I was at the time, yeah.
Really?
Going back to my teens, I've sort of always been doing something, like a little punk band. And at that time, I was in an indie rock band called Petrolia.
What's is it called? Petrolia?
Petrolia.
Petrolia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got to look that up. Okay.
And then, yeah. Good luck with that.
Okay. But you were looking in the CJSF library here, and you found a few records.
Yeah. It's so fun. You know, like I was saying to you before we went on the air, that I just love being in a temple of music, love, and appreciation like this. Mm-hmm. The going through the vinyl is actually really inspiring, and they're all tagged with the catalogs and the date they were entered in. And I came across records by friends here, a band called UIC that was based in Toronto that I knew in the late 80s when I lived there, and that was incredibly nostalgic to see.
Yes, and we're actually going to play Our Garage right now, and then we'll be back with more Jeff.
I'm
OMG. All right. So here at CJSF, we love to promote female artists. And tell me about Val.
I don't know a lot about Val, except to say that Val is from East Van, and I came across her her song on Threads or Instagram, and I love Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I kind of can't help myself with Christmas music. I especially love kind of dark Christmas music, and this is a very dark, it's got a very dark angle, so... All of those things coming together in one. What could be better than that?
All right. Here's If You're Not Here by Christmas.
Darling, when you left a hole in my heart, I kept it open, but it tore me apart. And I'm still here, but I might disappear. Months now since you told me you were gone. My friends don't know why I can't move on. But I cooked up a plan with my idle hands. Told myself if you get here by Christmas, I'll give you such a nice gift, all my love for you. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But if you're not here, if you're not here, if you're our notes and photographs placed under the tree. And now I'm counting down 12 days till you let me down again. Cause if you're not here by Christmas, I'll make a bonfire out of my gift, and we'll all
Hallelujah. Amen. All right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Really,
cool.
Really great voice. I get a little bit of Florence and the Machine, maybe.
Right? Yes. Yeah. I totally feel that vibe. Yeah, exactly. All right. So I saw the cutest little picture on your post.
Yeah.
This cute little dog. This puppy. You just got a brand new puppy.
We did. Yeah. They say you're not supposed to give puppies as presents and all that. Well, our daughters gave us a puppy for Christmas, a 7-week-old Boston Terrier, and he is absolutely adorable. And if any of your listeners want to suggest names,
right.
we're struggling a little bit. Rudy is a contender right now. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the name Pepper.
Oh, Pepper's cute, yeah.
But if your listeners have any thoughts,
you're still looking for a name. Okay,
yes.
And have you had pets before?
We have. We have another dog. Our dog, Mick, is a rescue dog who came from Houston, Texas, and mm-hmm. we're hoping that this new little fellow will be a good companion for her.
Oh, wonderful. All right. And we got the BCSPCA PSA, and then we'll be back with more music.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
When it feels like you might discover
was A Ripple in the Pond. I noticed you also have a song called Just Ripple.
It's the same song.
It's the same song.
Yeah,
okay.
Just messing with your head.
All right. So tell me about A Ripple in the Pond or just Ripple.
Oh, it's hard to talk about songs, you know? It's hard to talk about what they mean. I think all these songs were coming out of a similar sort of place of just wondering what was going on in the world. Mm. I think I'm still kind of wondering that today. That hasn't changed very much. But I guess thinking about consequences and the idea, the consequences of things that you're doing and the implications for every little thing that you do that
has a ripple effect.
Yeah, that you can't necessarily comprehend in the moment.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what that's...
That was a chair.
That's all about.
Yeah, okay. And I noticed you found a book here at CGSF called Scream Therapy.
Yeah, how random is that? It was just sitting on the desk. It's called Scream Therapy, A Punk Journey Through Mental Health.
Mm.
And it's written by a fellow by Jason Schreurs. And the reason I noticed it is that Jason and I both worked on the student newspaper at Langara College many years ago, where it was called The Gleaner. And even back then, he wrote a lot about punk rock. I think I don't know if he still does. At the time, he had his own, he's from Powell River, and he had his own little punk rock label. He was younger, a little bit younger than me at the time. I think he was only 19 or 20. I wasn't much older, but it's very cool to see what he's doing here. That it's a book where he's talking about mental health struggles and what punk rock has meant to him in dealing with those struggles. And I can certainly relate to that. It was important to me at different times in my life too.
So, oh, amazing.
Lovely to see that.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to talk about events that are happening around town. So if you got nothing to do tomorrow, Uptown Christmas is happening at Bar None. Yes, Chloe Morgan, she's the DJ there, and she also has her own music. Also tomorrow at Bully, they're presenting a very special Christmas Cluster F with La Chinga, the Fomites, and the Burnt Lung. That's at 7 p.m. And let's listen to some Fomites right now.
You got the rope, you got the breath, but you're gonna take the one who wakes up to death.
And that song was called A Strange Things Afoot at the Circle K. Yes.
I love that title. That was rocking, too.
Yeah. So did you used to hang out at the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they had Circle K's back in, right?
Not quite. No, it was either Max or 7-Eleven. There was just bad stuff happening there at all hours of the night.
Right.
In the 80s, they had these... It was short-lived. I'm sure health authorities cracked down eventually, but they had a hamburger. It was sort of like a buffet where you could put your own hamburger together at 7-Eleven, and it was revolting. But of course, when you're 16 and you've been drinking and...
That was your
whatever.
Go-to.
Yeah, okay, two in the morning, they seem pretty
good. That's right, because it was 24-7, right? So that's how it was.
That's right.
Okay, but tell me about the future. What's the song about the future? Yes.
This is a really personal one, actually. This one's rooted in some tragedy in my extended family earlier this year.
Oh, sorry to hear. Yes.
But without getting into the specifics, very... It just came together in a moment of sort of reflecting on that and hopefully honoring that person.